A little bit of a rough morning, but Baruch Hashem, we're here and we can learn. Everyone has a copy? Oh, Sfas Emes, Parshas Tetzave, Tov Shinayin Dalet. Okay, so we've been saving this topic a little bit because Fianios Daiti, and I don't know very much about anything, but if someone came to me and said, tell me, what's the Sefer Sfas Emes about? I hear you've been learning it with the Chevra on a weekly basis. If you had to sum up the entire Sfas Emes in one sentence, what would you say? So I would say it's today's topic, Hanekuda Pnimis. We spoke about it once with regard to the Nekuda Pnimis inside of a Jew, the Pintel Yid, the indestructible part of a Jew, the famous idea from the Chedushi Harim that explains that Magi and Avraham, there's a part of us that's a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu that can't be destroyed. This is a different aspect. This is the Nekuda Pnimis of the entire universe, which means that every single thing that we look at, we encounter, to be able to say, okay, I know what I see, but what am I really seeing? And then once I understand the deeper, say, okay, but what am I really seeing? And now what am I really seeing? And trying to get deeper and deeper and deeper into the shoresh of every single thing that we encounter in this world. Happens to be, of all the pieces in Sfas Emes, where he talks about this idea, this piece is not the strongest one. Strongest in the sense that it's not where he speaks about it most openly. But since he raises the topic, and we've been doing Sfas Emes Baruch Hashem for about 4 months now, so it's time to get to the beginning. Va'ata titzave. Va'ata titzave. Perish ha-medrash. And it happens to be this piece also is very much connected to what we learned in Bamei Madlikin. Perish ha-medrash. Ki lo la'ora tzarich rach she-te'iru li. Right? The famous question that, again, our Gemara asked. The Medrash wants to understand, what's the role of the menorah? So we light a menorah, that's very beautiful. We light a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu need us to light a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? What are we trying to accomplish by lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Does Hashem need our light? We walk by His light. So, ki lo la'or tzarech rach she-te'iru li v'chulu. What's the text of the Medrash? The Medrash says, you light for me, I'll light for you. We'll help each other out in this way. The Medrash gives a mashal of a blind person who's trying to make his way down the street. And a person of vision sees him, and he says, let me escort you home. So he walks him home. When he gets to the house, the person who's able to see says to the blind man, he says, listen, since I did this favor for you, I don't want you to feel indebted to me, so do a favor for me. He tells the blind man, light a menorah, light a lamp in your house, and that way, I'll sit by your light and I'll read in the same way that I provided light for you by escorting you home, so you'll provide light for me. So that's the same deal, says the Medrash, that we made with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're blind. Kodesh Baruch Hu is leading us through this world. But a little bit, we have to give back some type of Hakaras HaTov, a small token, some type of appreciation by lighting a candle, Kivyachal, for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, as if he needs it. Kibavadai, what's the pshat? Right? What's the pshat? That sort of Hashem is really the big light, and we're the little light, and we're trying to kind of combine our lights. You do for me, I'll do for you. Says Sfas Emes, Kibavadai, haratzun v'bnei Yisrael, asher yimshachu kol nevram achar sharsham b'shamayim. The ratzun of every Jew is to be drawn after his essence in Shemayim, and to help everything in the world be drawn after its essence. And through a person coming to his place of Shorash Nishmaso, and by helping everything in the world to come to its place of its inner chiyus, to identify what is the real source of life here. I know I'm sitting at a table, but what am I really interacting with here? What is this table? What's its chiyus? What's its connection to this world? Why does it exist? That is the avoda of Klal Yisrael. La'alos ner tamid. Like the pasuk says, to constantly raise up the light. What does that mean? Perish tamid hu b'chol davar hu b'chol asiya yarak kedei lios aliyah la'Hashem yisbarach. How do I lift this up a little bit higher? How do I lift it a little bit higher? How do I lift it a little bit higher? Right? How do I understand it a little bit deeper? That's the question that we ask ourselves every second of every day. And he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Ma rav tuvcha asher tzafanta lirayecha. Ma rav tuvcha, how abundant is your goodness, asher tzafanta, that you've concealed, that you have stored away, that's hidden away for those who fear you. What's the pshat asher tzafanta? It means that a Jew who's a Yarei Shemayim, a Jew who's deeply connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is starting to ask himself, this is good, but if I can go a little deeper, tzafanta, into the tzafun, into the hidden recesses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, it'll be that much better. If I go a little deeper, it'll be even that much better. Peirush ha-pashtut or ha-tzafun hu toch maisa bereshis shenignas v'nistar b'olam ha-azek and iskar le'am. Whether you want to call it the Or HaGanuz, which is contained within everything, right? Or whether you want to call it HaKadosh Baruch Hu's breath, that he blew life into Adam Rishon, and by extension into everything in humanity, in the world. Right? But the goal is, again, that we try to uncover, to sort of dig out that hidden light. V'shamati, and I heard from the Chiddush HaRim, my grandfather, Ki b'Shabbos mizgala me'or HaGanuz k'nis k'leil. Why do we learn Tzvasemos on Thursday? Because this is our Shabbos. So Shabbos is our opportunity. Shabbos is our opportunity to tap into the deep recesses of ourselves, of the world. On Shabbos, the Or HaGanuz comes to the surface. It's revealed. Ki b'Shabbos kodesh yesh aliyah l'chol ma'isa bereishis. Because on Shabbos, everything in the world is lifted up. Everything in the world is lifted up. I wasn't going to share this now, but I feel like I should, so I'm going to say. I spoke this past Shabbos. I was invited by some of the faculty at TABC, where I used to teach, to speak at Shal Shudas. So I told the guys the Maisa that's brought in the Beis Aaron, the Aaron of Karlin and Parshas Bo, from the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov one time was traveling and he was stuck somewhere and he set up Shabbos in a field. There was nowhere to go. So he built himself a little Erev and he's in this field. There are animals roaming around. And the Baal Shem Tov is having Shabbos in this field. Baal Shem Tov, Beis Aaron says, or tradition, Baal Shem Tov started to welcome the Shabbos, singing the songs of Kabbalah Shabbos, and all of a sudden the animals, right, which were walking on all fours, got up on their back, two legs, and started walking around on two legs. And Rav Aaron of Karlin says that the Siddiqim explain that on Shabbos the world has an aliyah, Allah has kam v'kama, if you're in the chitzaso, literally, of the Baal Shem Tov, if you're in the court of the Baal Shem Tov, right, so the whole world becomes elevated on the Shabbos. Everything becomes closer to its shoresh. So an animal, which through various tzimtzumim came down to this world as a horse, all of a sudden on the Shabbos, it's not a horse anymore. It's much closer to a human than it is to a horse, walking around with 2 feet. And that's the avoda. That's what we're trying to accomplish every single Shabbos. We're trying to tap back into the deeper dimensions of things, and that's what the menorah represents. We're saying there's a little light, but we're trying to be mechaber and to attach our little light to the big light. If you turn to page 2 and 3, one of the great mashkichim from the previous generation, a Holocaust survivor, whose story is quite remarkable, is Rav Gad Eisner. Rav Gadol Eisner. Rav Gidol Eisner. And they put out a sefer after his patira called Mesilas Gad. Rav Gad Eisner, for those who don't remember, was a mashkiach in the Chidushei Arim Yeshiva in Tel Aviv after the war. He was not blessed with any of his own children, but he had many, many talmidim. And he would give shirim, Karagil, in Sefer Sas Emes. And in the back of the Mesilas Gad, which are mostly his short insights, there's a couple longer ma'amar. So about 6 months ago, I found this mimer in the back of the Sefer called Hanakuda Pnimus, which I was very excited about, because that's what the whole Sas Emes is about. So it's a little bit lengthy, but let's just read a little bit together. He starts by quoting some places where the Sas Emes brings this idea. And again, it's all over the place. This is a Yesod Gadol in Sas Emes, to try to find what is the deeper dimension of whatever it is I'm coming into contact with. How do I attach myself to the chiyus of that thing? The Nakuda Pnimis, Kalach Hashem HaNistar B'chol Davar. Okay, so let's read a couple of quotes from Sfas Emes at the top of the page. Shatora nitna bolam hazel lahamshich or haTorah gam b'inyane gashmis. Limtso ha-pnimis b'chol davar b'kalach haTorah u'mitzvoseh. U'memela kishenis or ha-pnimis toch ha-chitzonius hu yakar ma'od. Na le-yoser me-ha-pnimis kishu b'u-li-levush. Right? Again, I can experience the divine even when it's wrapped in many levushim. Alach is kam v'kama when I can penetrate through those levushim in order to come into contact with the pnimis b'etzim. To taste the real thing. Tzfas Emes Parshas Nasa. Ba'asir ha-chitzonios, arla dechaf yobris, the whole idea of a bris mila, of peeling away the arla, nisgala pnimius sheish b'chol makom. Tzfas Emes Parshas Vayera, tafresh lam and gimel. Another quote, v'zeh davar gadol, lios nimshach tamid achar pnimius, shalo latur ala staklus ha-chitzonis. Don't look at things superficially, shenira la'enei basar, kach o kach. Rak lios batel Hashem Yisbarach l'stakel, rak mash Hashem Yisbarach tziva l'stakel. Look deeper, Hashem wants you to see what it's really about. The world demands that it has to be behester. But Hashem is begging you to look deeply. V'uchayuso yisbarach sheish b'chol davar, sasemesh parsha shlach tafresh lamed aleph. Another quote: Ki kisha osa ma'isa b'dveikas Hashem Yisbarach ayedei yediyah zo shekol ma'isa yeshlo chiyuso Yisbarach, that everything that exists is existing because Hashem is pumping life into it. Al pi yediyasor nisbar zeh beguf ha'ma'isa u'meisa ayedei zeh ahester v'niskalap nimus b'shalach. Tafresh Lamed Aleph. B'Shabbos mispashetes kolach hanakuda pnimis laheir gam elachitonios. So seven pashas told us. So you can see it's all over the place. And again, this is a small sampling of what's out there. So the Talmidim who wrote up these shiurim said, "B'shiurav b'sefer Hakadosh Svasemis hayamarchin b'bir inyan apnimis." Rav God Eisner, when he used to explain the Svasemis, he would always talk about this yisod. Kolach Hashem machay u'mahav hakol. Like it says in pasuk, "Va'ata machay es kulam." Who apnimi shebechol davar. No matter what circumstance you're in, no matter what place on planet Earth you find yourself, Rav God Eisner, Omer shekol hachasidus tmuna bazeh. If you want to sum up, not just Tosemis, you want to sum up what all Chasidus is about in one line. It's about trying to say, I'm not going to be a superficial person. I want to look deeply at the world. And he would bring in the name of the Svasemis, a parish of the Pasuk in Mishlei, Yud Gimel. Mishlei Yud Gimel Tazayin says, Kol Arum Yaseh Bedas. Kol Arum Yaseh Bedas Uchsil Yefros Ivelis. A wise person acts with wisdom. But a fool, Yefros, he spreads out. He displays his ivelis, his foolishness. Shachacham kol masha osa oso bedas v'dveikus ba'pnimius. Mechaber gamas hamaisim megashrim el shorish. A chacham is able to eat a bullet shul and make it a deeply religious experience. Ratzon Hashem shebehem. Va'apim nasim avodas Hashem. What about the fool? The fool is just the opposite. The fool could be sitting and learning Torah, and he's turning it into a davar gashmi. Haksil afilu kisha osa davar tov. Poreish u'mafsik ha'davar misharsho v'alkein nasi ivelis. A person can be learning, a person can be davening, and he's moving it away from the realm of Ruchnias to the realm of Gashmias. And a person could be taking a nap, and he's moving it from the realm of Gashmias to the realm of Ruchnias. It depends how you attach yourself to it. Kamoshaya Margula Bapume. As Rav God Eisner used to say, we'll read it. I'll try the Yiddish. Miken Essen un Sas. What?
Sezal.
Zanvai gelernt. When we can learn, when we can learn in. When Sezal Zayin v'Gegasim. What does it mean? Efshar Lechol v'Shekhimo Lilmod v'Efshar Lilmod v'Shekhimo Lechol. Right? A person can be learning and it's on the Madrega of Essen. You can be learning and it's like eating. And you can be eating and it's like learning. It depends what your attitude is. V'ya Omer ha-Remez v'Pasuk Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rachav Shat Tzadik Zohar Hashem b'chol ha-drachim sh'olich. But Chosid b'chol masav. The Chosid says, how do I bring Hashem into every single maisa that I do, no matter how gashmias it is? Hayamar b'lalami the Talmid of Indian Azer. God, I used to stress this very much. Sheish ba'omek achar omek. There are madrigos achar madrigos. And the goal is to delve deeply and deeply and deeply until you uncover the inner dimension. Let's turn to page 3. In the third paragraph, where it's a little bit bolded. The Kokos of Svasemis writes in a letter explaining the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, it's printed in Likutim to Nisan, She'ein aperish Hashem echad shu elokei echad l'mayit elokos acheres. To say that Hashem is one to the exclusion of other gods, that's foolishness. Everyone knows that. Gam ze'emes, it's true. But that's not the depth of what it means. Hashem echad. Ach aperish amuk miser. She'ein havaya acheres zulasa. Hashem echad doesn't just mean that Hashem is the only God and there's not a second God. But there are other things that are not God, right? There are sports, and there are movies, and there's food, and there's my car, and there's my house, and there are my socks, right? So those things are independent from God. They're obviously not as great as God. There's God at the top of the pyramid, and then there's a lot of other things. And he's alone at the top, that he doesn't have someone equal at the top. That's how we understand Hashem Echad. So Hashem says, no, Hashem Echad means Hashem is the only thing. Ein on movado kepshuto. He is it. My socks are him. Socks are him, chutzpah. Okay. Right. A person who's an outsider doesn't understand what that means. Your socks are God, or your socks are God. Yeah, my socks are an expression of Elokus. Yeah, in what way? Okay, so think about that. Try to figure out, in what way do your socks express Elokus? In what way Does the chair that you're sitting on express elokus? In what way does the slice of pizza that you're eating express elokus? V'imki nidam elochol adam shemeven advarim ain okay. Sheyesh b'zaharbe hargashos le'ein shir. V'tochen ha'inyan shekol davar sheyesh ba'olam ruchnias v'gashmias hu Hashem yisbarach ba'atzma. It sounds radical until you understand what it means. That every single thing that exists in the world, be it in the spiritual world, in the physical world, it's all an expression of Hashem. It's Him. It is Him. Rakshay yidei ha'tzimtzum through various levushim and tzimtzumim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became compacted and compressed into that davar gashmi, or even that davar ruchni, even the Torah, which is Hashem in written form, is still HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed within a levush. Remember the mashal from the Baal Tanya in the fourth parak? The king dressed in all the garb, right? So buried beneath all of those layers of clothing is the king himself. So when you touch the outer levush, you're making contact with the king. And God used to give an amazing mashal. He said, imagine a person wants to drink a cup of hot tea. This is the bottom paragraph on the page. Hayar God mamshil zos lakos techa. Asher machos chamimuso, it's not possible to hold the tea in your hand. Alkein otumoso b'mitpachas. You start to wrap the tea in a towel. In some type of, right, something to shield yourself from the hot tea. V'adayin hayat so lezis meno. And yet it's still too hot. So you add another layer. And you add another layer. Until you're comfortable holding the tea in your hand. Now, are all those layers the main thing? Of course not. All those layers are merely means for you to what? To get to the tea. The only way you can get to the tea comfortably without self-destructing is through those layers that shield you, that protect you. He says that's exactly what our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Our goal is to get to what's on the inside. Okay, to get there, we sometimes have to go through a process. A person wants to look at the sun, he needs to wear strong sunglasses or he's going to go blind. That's the mashal he gives at the top of the page that I skipped over. But again, this is the goal. The goal is to recognize the nekuda pnimis within everything. About 50 pages later in the Sefer, on page 4, he tells the following story. He says, there was an avreich who was a little bit heimish, that's his lashon. He was heimish with the sasemis. What does it mean to be heimish? Heimish means he was a little bit too buddy-buddy with the sasemis. Maybe he knew him before he was rabbi. He was very comfortable with the sasemis. He was heimish with the sasemis. That's what he writes on page Kuf Chav Ches, which you don't have printed in front of you. I picked up in the middle of the story to save some trees. So he came to the sasemis one time. The sasemis used to always talk to him big things. Sasemis recognized that he has a big neshama, and he used to always talk to him very, very deep things, trying to lift up this person's neshama. What happened? Eventually this guy needed money and he went into business. He went into the furniture business. So take a look at the second paragraph. He needed to go into business. He worked in a store. There were Gentiles used to come. They'd buy his furniture. Right? He was involved in the world. He had become a member of the world. So this Haimish Avrich came back to the rabbi, to the Sfasemis. And he started complaining. He said, I can't do this anymore. He said, my whole day has become so mundane. I'm so busy. I'm selling and buying and chairs and closets and all sorts of furniture. Like, ugh, I used to be. So Sfasemis says, I don't understand what you're talking about. Then the Sfasemis says, Omerlo, Ro'ata. What do you see? When you're in the store, what do you see? You see chairs? You see beds? You see ha'aron, ha'ksalim, ha'ritzba, ha'tikra, ha'kol hu'rak Hashem yisbarach b'lavad. He said, look around my room. You think I see a ceiling? You think I see walls? You think I see a chair? You think I even see you? What do I see? I see Elokus. I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything. And after that point, he says in the next paragraph, since Sfasemis cooled off his relationship, he was very disappointed. He saw that maybe this person doesn't have the potential to live life in a deep way. And Sfasemis stopped speaking deep things to him. He stopped talking deep things to him. Because he said, you don't get it. You're living like a chitzoni. A person whose whole world is involved in chitzonius. You look at the footnote he brings from the Ramasayim Tzofim, which is a commentary on the Tana de Be'aliyahu. It's a likut from great tzaddikim. Quotes a lot from Simcha Bunim and other tzaddikim. Va'tzaddikim ha'gadolim va'gavolim einam ro'am ba'olam rak kocho yizbach. A tzaddik walks down the street, all he sees is Hashem. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemachayu mahaves hakol. Davar sheroam be'ineim ha'gashmim. A tzaddik walks down the street, and when he sees a tree, he sees the letters Eitz. He sees the letters Ilan. When he eats an apple, he sees the letters Tapuach. He doesn't even see an apple. He just sees the holy letters that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world. Bereishis bara Elokim Eis. When Hashem created the world, Bereishis bara Elokim Eis. When Hashem first created, he created, like the Maggid says, Eis, Aleph through Tav. He created the letters of creation, the Aleph Beis, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu then used to create the entire universe. That's how Tzaddik sees the world. He doesn't see anything else. He's able to look at the chiyus that fills everything. And it's there. It's there right before our eyes. We should learn at some point together the Shaar Yuchud V'Amunah. I know Rav Weinberger is going to teach it soon, so I'll keep my mouth shut. As soon as he finishes with the Rav Matal, I have a feeling that that's where he's headed next. But in the Baal Tani, the Shaar Yuchud V'Amunah. Danny, you have a copy? Can we send the copy down to Danny, please?
Yeah.
Page 5. He quotes in the first paragraph, right at the very beginning. The pasuk says, La'olam Hashem Dvarach Anitzav Hashemayim. Hashem's words are always standing in the heavens. Perish of Hashem Tov. Ki Dvarach Hashemarta Yehi Rakia B'soch Hamayim. When Hashem said, let there be a firmament. Let there be a sky. Let there be a heavens. Tevos V'osios Elu Heinitzavos V'omdos La'olam B'soch Rakia Hashemayim. Those letters, that word, that initial Devar Hashem, the Asar Malbaros, by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, those letters are still holding the world in place. Like it says, Devar Elokeinu Yakum La'olam, like it says in Yeshaya, or like we say in Davening, Udvarav Chayim V'Kayimim La'ad. Ki'ilu Haya Osios Mistalkos Kereg Al Chas V'Shalom, because if God would stop pumping life, if the letters of creation would no longer be present, the Chozros LeMakor, and they would go back to their Shorash, back to Hashem Himself. Hayu Kol Hashemayim Ayn VeEfes Mamish. The world would literally disappear. V'Hayu Kol Hayu Klal. It would be as if it never existed, as it was Kodem Maimer Yehi Rakia Mamish. V'Chein B'Chol Habruim Shabachol HaOlamos HaYonim V'Tachtonim V'Afilu Ha'Aretel Ezuh HaGashmis. Even the dirt beneath your feet, says the Baal Tanya. U'B'Chein As Domei Mamish, a rock. A brick. If Hashem wasn't bringing that brick to life at every second, it would literally cease to exist. And that's what the Arizal says. Even an Evan, a rock, a piece of dirt, a speck of dust. It has a soul. It's alive. It's alive with the Dvar Hashem that's pumping life into it at every second. That rock exists because Hashem is making it so alive. Which is why a tzaddik can look at a rock and say, wow, El Kus. Someone else is like, no, it's a rock. Right? It's just a rock. And, you know, something's wrong with you, Rabbi. But a person who's deep sees, what do you mean? I don't just see a rock. I see Evan, I see Aleph Beis Nun. And it's true, he says. He goes on, he says, yes, Hashem did not say Evan when he created the world. Hashem didn't say, let there be rock. Let there be rocks. Right? But all the 10 things that Hashem did say, the 10 Vayomers at the beginning of the Torah, the 9 Vayomers, maybe, according to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, every one of them, in various combinations, through Gematrios and Seirufei Tevos and Rashi Tevos, it all produces all of creation. And La'olam Dvarach Anitzav Hashemayim, every second, that continues to exist. So continues the Baal Tanya in the third paragraph of the Shaar Yuchud V'Amunah on page 6a. Because as I was putting the finishing touches, I realized there's one story I have to insert, so we snuck in a 6b. In 6a, in the third paragraph of Shaar Yuchud V'Amunah, he says, so why don't I see this? He says, you don't see this because you're shallow and because you're looking with physical eyes. You're not trying to be a deep person. And that's why we're learning about it. Paragraph Gimel of Shaar Yuchud V'Amunah, V'nei Acharei HaDvarim V'Emes HaEileh. If this is the truth, right? So why don't I see it? Kol Maschil Al Davar Yavin La'ashuro. Eich shekol nivra v'yesh hu be'emes nechshav la'ayin v'efes mamish l'gabe koach ha'poem. So the thing that exists superficially, the rock, is totally bottled to what it really is, to the Aleph Beis Nun of the Dvar Hashem that brought it into this world, to the ruach piv of the one who created it. U'motziu mi'ayin mamish l'yesh u'mashakol nivra v'nifal nira lanu l'yesh u'mamashus. And yet when you walk down the street, you see the yeshus, you see the rock, you see the tangible, physical object. It's because with our eyes of flesh, we don't have the ability to see. But if you were a Zundel of Salant in Yerushalayim, once upon a time, people would bring him the kalim and say, was this tovelt or not? He would say, tovelt, not tovelt, tovelt, not tovelt. He could see. So people say, how do you see that? He said, what do you mean? If you guard your eyes from seeing negative things, if you develop eyes, not only of flesh, but eyes of spirit, so you can look at a kli and say, this kli was tovel, this kli requires tefillas kelim. That's the spot, it's from the Zundel of Salant. There was pashut, it was a dover pashut by him. If we'd be given rishus to see such a thing, To see Hashofeya bo mimotei pi Hashem ruach piv, lohaya gashvias hanivra v'chomer umamasho nira klal einenu. We would not even see the physical object. We would just see God. The world is full of elukos. It's just developing an eye to see it. Ki ubatol metzias mamish l'gabi achias v'ruchnias shabal. That's what Sassamis is saying. You have to start with a little candle. And hopefully as you light, it'll get brighter, it'll get brighter, it'll get deeper. It'll become more pronounced until you're just mamish, batel. To the Ein Sof, the Or Ein Sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the endless light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'achashim b'ladeh ruchnias haya ayin ve'efes mamish, k'mo kodim sheyeshes mi'bereishes. And again, the job is for us to develop the eyes to see. They tell him, the Baal HaTanya, when he was at the end of his life, he was lying in a bed, they say shortly before he passed away, his son or grandson was by his side, and he said to him, what do you see? He was looking up at the ceiling, he said, what do you see? He said, I see the ceiling. He said, I don't see the ceiling anymore, all I see are letters. That's all I see. I don't see any. He was there. Now I imagine again the Baal HaTanya even in his lifetime, but certainly B'shas, you know, Yitzias Nishmaso, when his holy neshama was about to leave, he didn't see this world anymore. He saw this world for what it really is. The reverse is also true. A tzaddik won't see if something has a negative quality. A tzaddik won't see it. He could walk down the street and the same, right? Halavai, we should walk down the street, you know, avoiding looking at things. The tzaddik walked down the street with his head held up high because it doesn't exist there. The preacher doesn't exist to him. Something that's not holy does not exist. It doesn't register. He could be staring at it, he won't see it. His brain doesn't know how to process such a thing because of the way he's trained his mind. If you turn to 6b, in the Sefer Shemin HaTov, which is a collection of Torahs and stories from Rav Shmelka of Nikolsburg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, it tells a very wild story. Rav Shmelka, when he used to travel, used to go by this big gvir, who would host him for coffee and tea and the like. A little Danish. It's in the fourth line. V'chibdu aso b'kelim mikelim shonim b'kli achas ha-kofi v'kli achas ha-cholov. Right? He had a... Gave him a nice hot cup of coffee. And then he put out a little fancy little, you know, little thing with milk. Little thing of sugar. So Shmelka says to the gvir v'asho, la gvir, ayah ha-cholov, where's the milk? Where's the milk? So the gvir says, it's right there, Rebbe, it's right there. Oh, you didn't see it? Oh, maybe the flowers were blocking, it was the flowers. He said, it's right there, it's in that little container. Shesham hu achalav, hi achalav. V'yavir regam achadim, a few moments passed. V'shal osa od pam. Achalav, ayay, where's the milk? Where's the milk? So at this point, the gvir is a little bit bugging out. V'yel pele be'enei agvir. V'heven shalom lechinam shal rabbeinu kein. He realized the Rebbe is not just playing games here, something's going on. So he ran quickly into the kitchen, and he said, what's with the milk today? And they said, oh, they realized accidentally, the bottom line, nechlevali de akum, oh, one of the female, you know, maids in the home had milked the cow, b'li hashkacha, and it was chalavakum. Chalavakum. Macholadeus. B'shki, it was an accident. Oh. So the gvir came back to Rav Shmelka, and he says in the top of the left side of the page, Kain hu divrei admor nechonim shachalav asur. It's true that the milk is prohibited. It's chalav akum yoredeya kuftes vav. Aval madua lo amartim poshut. Why didn't Rebbe just say, I can see with my holy vision that the chalav is prohibited? Why did you keep saying, where's the milk? Where's the milk? Where's the milk? Ready for this? Beheshav lo Rebbe Rav Shmelka. Halo kain mevor b'shulchan aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, chalav shachalvu akum. The Ein Yisrael ro'eyu asur. If you have milk that's milked by a non-Jew without a Jew watching over it, you don't have to stand there pulling the udders yourself, but as long as the Jew is watching it to make sure that the milk is not exchanged for pig's milk or some other type of non-kosher milk, it's fine. If a Jew is not watching over it, it's usur. It says, V'shmelka perishi, l'fi shenechlava al-yidei akum l'chein, Ein Yisrael ro'ehu, yan ki usur. A Yisrael, a true Yisrael, is not able to even see it. Cholov, right? So you can only imagine, V'shmelka would go to the supermarket. You can imagine what that was like. Rashalka would walk around, he'd say, like, all the shelves are empty. The kosher aisle is the only aisle that has food. He didn't see though. He couldn't see trif. Couldn't see it. His brain couldn't register. Where's the milk? I don't see milk. I don't see it on the table. Because again, if it's stemming from a place of Tumah, I can't see it. Because all I see are letters of Kedusha. And this doesn't have letters of Kedusha. Right? It exists in this world, not for me to have any relationship. It's a pretty wild thing. The avoda is to try our best to just uncover that inner nekuda pnimis. The avos spent a lot of time getting us started. In the Sefer HaZchus from the Chidush Arim, In part, just told us, he says the whole inyan of the digging of the wells was exactly this idea. Inyan abeiros sharchafru avos hakadoshim hakol hayu avareinu shemikodem hayu or nister ba'afar. When Hashem created this light, it was buried in the dirt. And when Avram's digging wells, when Yitzchak is digging wells, and the enemy is the plishtim are closing up the wells. V'inyanei ha'olam hazem avdilim shelo hayu nikar habe'er mayim chayim sheish ba'olam. Right? The world is blocking it out. It's covered in dirt, the dirt of this world. Shu ikar ha'mechuvan ba'abriya. V'chafru v'aisiru afar, and the avos were digging and digging and digging. Right? Physically and spiritually, to uncover the depths. Amuk amuk k'der ha'chofrat sheyatzu ha'mayim. To dig deeply. And like Svasema said, on Shabbos it's easier to dig. It comes out more naturally. What were the names of the three wells that Yitzchak was busy with over there? Esek, Sitna, and Rehovos. Esek, Vesitna, Heinyuos, Achol, Shesrich, and Avoda, Gedola. It's a big Esek. It's a Sitna. There's a struggle. There's difficulties. Kamosha, Kasim, Sheshes, Yom, and Tavod. But on Shabbos, you can uncover the well of Rehovos. Right? It's wide open. Shabbos shu nachla b'li meitzarim shein meitzar raka or misrachiv ba'orech v'rochiv. The or expands itself along the length and along the width, and in every way possible it's open. And myself was in the bottom, says the Chiddush Arim. They got the process started. Our job is to just keep digging in our own lives and in our communities and in our world, to just keep uncovering a little more ore, a little more ore. Attach my little light a little bit more to the big light, to the big menorah shemayim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is obviously what Rabbi Nachman is talking about in the first Torah. Some of us were learning it the other night, but just to review, this is what he's saying. He's saying this is step one to being, again, Rav Gadeiser said, this is Chiddush Arim said, this is step one to Chassidus, is to be able to look deeply at the world. Ki isha Yisraeli tzarach tami listakel baseichel. What is the deeper message here? Shall kol davar ulakasher atzma lachachma baseichel sheish bechol davar. What's going on here? What's the inner light? How do I attach my menorah to the light that's here? Kadesh yayir lo baseichel sheish bechol davar liskarv laHashem yisbarach ide oso davar. Chiddush Arim writes in the Sefer Zechus, he says that when the menorah was hidden away, when the Mishkan was concealed, the menorah was hidden away with the Ner Maravi still lit. Chiddush Arim held that to this day the Ner Maravi is still glowing wherever the menorah is hidden. The original menorah of the Mishkan. It's there. We have to uncover it. We have to dig it out. We have to find it. We have to dig. You have to dig. What's the seichel? What do I learn from this? Simply, what can I learn from a table? Before I get to seeing the actual letters that make up right, Shin, Lam, Chas, Nun, Shulchan, but what do I learn from this? What can it teach me about life? Besides that it serves a practical need, it enables me to put my svarim somewhere. What does it teach me about life in a deeper way? So I'll just end with a quote from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, quoted by the Chafetz Chaim in his sefer Zachor Lemiriam. Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Zachor Lemiriam. Zachor Lemiriam, of course, remember what happened with Miriam, right? One of the smaller works of the Chafetz Chaim on the laws of Lashon Hara. His famous works, of course, are Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon. But he also wrote a small sefer called the Zachor Lemiriam. Remember what happened with Miriam. And he quotes an amazing thing. We'll end with this. He quotes from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. I'll say it a little bit differently than it's written, but you'll get the idea. V'zeh masha anu omrim. Ani ma'amin v'amun ha'shleim. V'hu levado osa osa v'yase l'chol ha'masa. Osa peirusho masha haya kvar ba'olam. Hashem made everything in the past. Hashem is osa, everything at this moment. La'olam dvarach ha'nitzav ha'shemayim like the Baal Shem Tov was taught to us by the Baal Tanya. That every second Kodesh Baruch Hu is actively involved in recreating the world. V'yase, peirusho shekol masha osin lios, hu beretzono levado la'asosam. V'chein anu omrim Hashem melech, Hashem malach, Hashem yimloch li'olam vad. And if a person understands, like the B'nai Yisrael says, that Hashem melech, Hashem malach, Hashem yimloch is gematria Mashiach, 358. Hashem melech, Hashem malach, Hashem yimloch is gematria Mashiach. Because when I understand the relationship between past, present, and future, I'm living in the world of Gula. I'm seeing the world in all of its depth. Melech mashma ke'es bezman ha'ove, malach mashma bezman sha'avar, b'mashan ha'sekvar, yimloch, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu will do in the future. Hashem is actively involved in every bit of our lives. V'chein nimsa shehu yisbarach levado, ha'ikar alamakum. Kedisa b'gmar, Hashem rules over every bit of space. That's why he's called Makom. Because Hashem is everywhere that you want to be. Kevin da amlichte, the Gemara says in Brachos. Kevin da amlichte, b'balachos gedolas hagirsa ilavach ulamala ulamata ula'ar baruchas shemayim. When you appoint Hashem as Melech, when you say Shema Yisrael, and you think, I'm placing Hashem over all of the ruchos. God is rules in the south and the west and the north and the east and the up and down. He's all around, right? Like Weinberger said the other day in the shir, Beferish Uncle Maishi. Beferish Uncle Maishi. Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Beferish Uncle Maishi. So, a person, when he says Shema, has to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over all of the ruchos. Once you do that, two lo tzarichas, the Gemara says. You don't need to do more than that. But listen to what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explained. And it's really what the Bahag is adding with his girsa. Because I didn't translate the Bahag. What did the Bahag say? Appoint Hashem Melech over the entire world, but also ilavach on yourself, internally. I could say Hashem is there, Hashem is outside, Hashem is outside, 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 instead of the Ikra of Vod, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, is to say Hashem is inside, 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 inside. To bring Hashem deeper, deeper inside. Sha'amar la'echad b'derech musar. Sha'ein on a machas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachlok lo kavod on lichu l'mal l'mata. V'al kol shivar kiyam. We have no problem making Hashem out there. Right? But what about Hashem in there? What about digging deeper within ourselves? Right? To appoint Hashem as melech over ourselves. Ach ha'she'ei lahi. Hayim on a makabim l'sol l'melech aliv arin. Do I look at myself as something deep? And am I digging within myself? Am I uncovering new wells of relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu inside of myself? Final page. Now we understand what the Baalachos Gedolos was adding when he added the Girsa. Before you say Hashem is all around, right? Recognize that Hashem is inside of you. Appoint Hashem over yourself. Hashem should be appointed as Melech. Right? Both in the sense of Melech, Malach, and Yimloch over ourselves, and then we'll achieve a personal gula, and then we'll achieve a gula for the world. We'll be able to be deep people. We'll be people who understand what life's really all about. And again, we'll attach our candle. We'll be able to say that our little light, which Hashem says, yes, I want you to light the menorah. What do you need it for, Rabbana Shalom? Hashem says, just start the process. Start uncovering a little bit of light, and you'll see. You'll dig deeper, your light will grow, your light will grow, your light will grow. And eventually you'll attach yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvodu V'atzmo, Kadosh Baruch Hu we describe as the Or Ein Sof. Shkoyach.